CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batson with Elizabeth Peake of The Hill, a columnist, a Fox News columnist, much on Fox Business. Inflation Reduction Act, signed by the president, does not actually reduce inflation. There are some things, however, that are available, and I puzzle, Liz, whether the administration or the Congress is eager to employ them. Number one is they could spend less. Spending in Congress drives inflation, and they've just passed a very large bill that is said to be a watered-down version, a strange use of the word water in the summertime of droughts, watered-down version of Build Back Better, which would have made inflation much worse, according to what I read. So is Congress in a mood to spend less? And can we believe that if the Republicans are successful, and by no means is it guaranteed, to take Congress, will the Republicans commit themselves to spending less? You know that members of Congress believe that the best day they have is to spend other people's money. Have they learned their lesson, Liz?
Isn't that the truth? Every day that goes by, John, I puzzle over the fact that most of us have to worry about the results of what we do. Congress doesn't worry at all about the results of what they do. They think spending money is the same as fixing problems, and it's just not true. They don't even actually worry about the spending of money. They worry about the allocation of money. So, for example, let's think about what recently has happened. We had a $1.1 trillion infrastructure bill that passed not long ago. What's happened to that? Has anyone asked where has that money gone? Is any of it being spent? Is there any matrix to follow that spending? In more recent days, Congress allocated $252 billion on the CHIPS Act. Well, the CHIPS part of that was $50 billion. So what was the other $200 billion? Nobody seems to know. No one seems to care. All these huge bills that very often extend to thousands of pages. It is just a mind-boggling potpourri of handouts to aspiring politicians, endangered Democrats in various cities and states that need a little help to get reelected. And honestly, it is sickening. You asked, will Republicans do any better? Unfortunately, what we've seen is they don't do much better. The American people have just gotten used to the idea that we are just going to be hit over the head constantly with new spending bills that come out. Do you know that in this last iteration of this so-called Inflation Reduction Act, I think Republicans tried to put in some sort of overseer or accountability aspect to it, and it was rejected. Nobody wants accountability. No one wants a committee formed as we did with the omnibus stimulus bill under Obama to actually even monitor where the money goes, because it was such an embarrassment about where it actually ended up. You know, this is not good. I think the Republicans should make it very clear that they are chastened by the ongoing spending and the fact that they understand that inflation is related to big spending. And by the way, Americans get that. If you look at polling, everybody seems to blame Congress and blame the president for a lot of spending that's led to inflation. So this isn't like an outlandish idea, but getting Congress to change its behavior, I don't know that that's going to happen.
One last note. We have a minute. ESG investing, environmental, social, and governance. The Wall Street Journal has a lead editorial saying, well, now, Liz, we've been saying well now for some time. Is the time arrived where we're actually going to get articulate cases about how ESG investing has been either exploitative or misreported?
You know, John, you have to follow the money. And I think the latest I saw was that $3 trillion now has been invested in ESG funds. That's a lot of vested interests, a lot of people who are now committed to pursuing those kinds of investments, or at least pretending to, which I think is another issue. Whether or not, and my guess is that's got legs to travel, because right, everyone wants to do good.
Liz Peake. Doing good for The Hill, a columnist, Fox News, a columnist, much on Fox Business, the day of the Inflation Reduction Act. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.